This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. government will publish its own economic growth data on Puerto Rico for the first time because of concern that numbers from the U.S. territory are not accurate. Marketplace's Andy Euler now has more on what alternate data mean for the island as it recovers from Hurricane Maria and grapples with debt.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis in D.C. says it will analyze consumer spending, business investment, and trade on the island. Kate Long at Puerto Rico Clearinghouse, a debt research firm, says this could help the island's recovery.
It's just impossible to really gauge how the island is doing if you can't get the numbers reasonably accurate and people to reasonably agree on one set of numbers.
Part of the problem is that the statistical methodology used in D.C. might differ from those in Puerto Rico. Charles Venator Santiago at the University of Connecticut says another problem is that the Puerto Rican government wants to have control over the island's data.
Collecting the government data is an uphill battle because they don't want to share information.
He also says municipal governments on the island could be incentivized to skew their data, hoping more relief money will head their way.
Data determines whether the funding is going to go to the towns or it's going to be managed by the central government.
He says a centralization of data collection and analysis will help. The federal government has also pledged millions of dollars to move Puerto Rico's data collection system to a digital platform. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.